following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Tis the season of some assembly required, so stop in to any participating Napa Auto Parts store this December for holiday savings on select tool sets, like the Crescent Brand 128-piece tool gift set, only $49.99, or the Gear Wrench 5-piece universal ratcheting wrench set, just $29.99.
Napa Know-How!
Now you can get something for everyone in the family, including your car. Offer expires 12/31/11 while supplies last.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show. Earlier this year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Danny perform in front of
not 18,000 fans.
Three, six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Danny, Tony Davis responded with,
"Who raises these people, wolves?"
Ain't no doubt. Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director, Doug Duda.
Merit's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah,
I say that a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens.
Mohawk.
Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. It's a Tuesday, and Nebraska's on the police blog, and that's going to be your story for today. They're supposed to get back to practice today. When will Bo Pelini make a comment? He's looking for more information on a couple of the Huskers, most notably Mike Caputo, who got tired Saturday night and took a nap, and Eric Martin, who didn't look out his rearview mirror. Now, on the surface, they may be minor, but when it's a Nebraska football player, it will be major. I'm guessing you're going to see a suspension for Caputo and Martin. Probably not, but we'll find out. Robin Washut of Husker Online will join us. Your thoughts? Oh, good morning.
My thoughts immediately. I think Bo Pelini's saying, if a kid went to take a nap, I mean, there's other circumstances. Was there a designated driver at the party? Caputo said, you know what, guys, I've had enough. I get tired. I think Caputo might have got tired. Said, you know what, I've had too much to drink. The car wasn't running. Is that correct?
No, the car was running.
Okay, the car was running. There's conflicting reports on that.
He's at a U-stop, asleep. Now, whether he had somebody going with him, maybe he's dropping him off to get some sandwiches. It's after 1 o'clock, so he's not picking up alcohol. We'll find out. 0.10 is the blood alcohol content. And this is where you get politically incorrect. No matter how you say anything here, so Caputo's a drink over the limit, basically. He's not bombed to the bejesus, but he's not doing what he's supposed to do either. He's trying to get home. We don't know. That's the whole thing with these things, and we won't know. I mean, the only way you'll ever find out is if you talk to somebody, or you talk to Mike, or you talk to one of his friends, or you talk to somebody that was with him, or somebody that was at the party. And then there you go. Eric Martin says, when we backed into this vehicle, I didn't think it was bad. Well, now it's $2,000 worth of damage. Well, is that $2,000 worth of damage because a Nebraska football player backed into you, or is that $2,000 worth of damage, actual $2,000 worth of damage? That's a lot of damage to get backed into. Of course, then you figure in the labor and the paint job. You know, you might have made a scratch or a dent. You know what we're talking about here. You back into something, there's a little crush. All of a sudden, it's $2,000. Well, the part might be 150. So, again, I'm given the benefit of the doubt, but that doesn't mean that it didn't happen and it shouldn't happen. So we'll let it play out.
These are two instances. You know what? If you're .38 and you run over four signs and you're in the other, if you're meeting on, you know, oncoming traffic, I got a huge problem. You know what? That's a you problem. You're gone. You're suspended. We deal with it. These two deals, whatever happened in the good old days where they got a phone number to call and Bo Pelini sends somebody at night, they get them up at 6 o'clock in the morning and we run to take care of the problem and make sure it never happens again. And it's taken care of that way. But no, now you got people out there, Mike Caputo's a bad kid, made bad decisions, and people chastising him for the next 3 weeks. It was Baker Steinkuhler a year ago,
and
folks.
And Ricky Thenars.
It doesn't seem to me to... Sometimes you get hungry at 2 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes you're starving. Believe me, I've been there. Sometimes you need a pie, pizza pie. Sometimes you need a sandwich from U-Stop. I'm just saying. I think let's let Bo decipher and let's let the justice system decipher too.
I feel bad when you're, Caputo's one of the, they ask for leaders of this team. He's one of the guys that the guys pretty much look up to, two-year starter. I mean, I just hate to see him if he's going to miss his last game. And again, I can understand the other side of the argument. I get it. All right. Still, though, I hate to see the kid miss it. And not just because there's nobody to take his place, so which would be pretty bad. But Robin Walsh is going to join us here in about 2 minutes to talk about that. We were just going to talk about a little football, a little basketball with Robin, but now all this is out. And we talked about it with Brian Munson yesterday. Steve Sipple talked to Ron Brown. Ron Brown has emphatically denied that he is thinking about retiring. Article today, you can go to the Journal Star website, Husker Extra. But he says he is not retiring. Ron Brown hears it all the time. He's done. He goes, Bo and I were talking the other day, and I said, what the heck? Why does this come up every year? It's crazy. There's absolutely no truth to it, the exact quote to Steve Sipple.
Well, don't get any much more clearer than that, do you?
He also said he expects all three true freshman running backs to return next year. I know you hear all kinds of things. Well, of course he expects that. Will it happen? We don't know.
You can't expect Breon Carnes back, can you?
He's not a running back,
well,
Tony.
Well, I understand that, but he's the one that everybody's talking about after the bowl game. He gone. If you don't play when the score's 40-2, when are you going to play? I mean,
yeah, there's some weird situations going on with that. I agree. There's times that these backups should have been in the football game. There's no doubt about it. But then I watch these NFL games, and I wish I could remember exactly the instance it was. But somebody's up like 30 points on Sunday, and you still got your starting running back in there and your starting quarterback in there with 3 minutes to go. Why?
Well, Doug, the NFL's a little bit different with 53. I know there's deals. A lot of times you don't have backups that probably pay. A lot of times you don't have.
You don't have a guy that can take a snap and turn around and hand it to another guy that can run forward? Really?
No, I understand what you're saying, but you don't have 85 people standing over there, 110 people standing over there if you're at home. You got 53 and probably three running backs, and one of them got banged up in the first half, and the other one's banged up in the second half, and you got one guy back there that knows the offense.
Well, it is what it is, and unfortunately, we've got to talk about it. And you know what? The good thing is we haven't had to talk about much of this the last two or three years where the Huskers get in a little bit of trouble. And when you've got a roster of over 120 kids, what's the percentage chance? What are we sitting at, 1%? We're sitting with two kids now, so we're at 2%, less than 2%, getting in any kind of trouble.
Yeah, right now Robin Washett joins us here on the from Husker Online here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Robin, how are you this morning?
Doing well. How about you guys?
Well, I got a good night's sleep. I feel good. I did not go to Walmart yesterday or at any time over the weekend, although I have been there recently, so I'm pretty safe. Let's start there, Robin. How do you? We talked about how big a deal this is. How do you see this playing out? How big a deal is each instance?
Well, obviously the Caputo incident is that's kind of going to be a big blow, I think. There's been precedent set for this sort of situation in the past with Baker Steinkuhler and Ricky Tenars, where you know they've done the exact same thing and been suspended for the bowl game. So I think as of now, nothing official has been said, obviously, but you got to assume that Mike Caputo will not be available for this bowl game. As for the Eric Martin incident, I think that one's still up in the air. I think just because the circumstances around it. I mean, he reportedly caused $2,000 worth of damage, but, you know, it's backing into a car, into a parking lot. I don't know if that's really suspension worthy, but you never know. I guess we don't know all the facts on that one yet either. So I think, but the Mike Caputo one, I think, is definitely, it seems to be a reoccurring theme with this team over the past couple of years, with guys just making some bad choices when they get the downtime here, and I think it's going to end up costing them a little bit on the already thin offensive line.
Yeah, who goes at center? Who's the backup center?
Well, the backup center listed is Cole Pensick, but you could also see Spencer Long moving inside to take over at the center job, and there's been some speculation that he would be the guy to take over that job next season, so maybe this will be the opportunity for him to, you know, get a few weeks of practice at that spot and, you know, get his first game under his belt at the position. Obviously an experienced guy who's proven himself on the field at the guard spot. But I think, and Mark Kalini is another guy that you could see, you know, work in there. But I think right now it's probably going to be either Pensick or Spencer Long.
I was going to say, if Mark Pelini is the starting center for the bowl game, we've got a serious problem, Robin.
Yeah, I think that's worst-case scenario.
You got to go with Long and take a look at the next scenario. You got to put the best guy. If you put the best guy there, it's Long, right?
Yeah, I would think so. But, you know, then you got to hope you get some guys coming back at that guard spot. But, yeah, I think right now, I mean, the center is arguably the most important position on the offensive line. So I think you got to go with your most experienced, most talented guy. That would be Long, in my opinion.
Obviously, getting some of these guys some time off was critical, especially Rex, you know, among others. Is he the one that needs to get healthy before the bowl? Who needs to see the most improvement health-wise before this bowl game?
Oh yeah, there's no doubt Rex was beat up beyond belief by the end of that Iowa game, and he not only got those first week or so off after the game, but he also sat out the first week of bowl practice, just kind of watching, taking mental reps and stuff. So I think it's obvious how much rest he needed just to, you know, he had that ankle injury and, you know, I'm sure all sorts of bumps and bruises that he's been dealing with all year. So I think he definitely needed this. And I think that he could probably stand to see the most improvement. Just they'll be probably more explosive and, you know, be kind of more the Rex we saw earlier in the year. Taylor also had that ankle injury. I think he's been practicing, but I think he's definitely gained from this, you know, getting a little bit of rest and rehab in. And, you know, the guys on the offensive line as well. You know, those guards, Choi and Long, have been playing a lot of football over the past few weeks. And I think that, you know, just getting some time off to just let these bodies heal. It probably goes for everybody on the entire team, really. But I think definitely Rex, Martinez, and, you know, those guys in the interior line definitely enjoyed this time off.
Robin Washut of HuskerOnline.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ron Brown made a statement yesterday that he is not retiring. A, does that surprise you? And B, why does this rumor get started?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. It seems like every year about this time, somebody has to double check and see if Ron's going anywhere, and the answer is always no. I think that he's still going full force, and I think he's really enjoying the running back's job he has. I think he really likes that room that he has, especially with those three freshmen. He sees a lot of potential in those guys, and I don't think there's any reason why he would want to leave now, especially with the talent he has to work with at that position, especially getting Rex for another year. I mean, he's probably got it as easy as anybody on the staff right now as far as tools at his disposal to coach. So, yeah, it seems like that rumor comes up every single year, and every single year he quickly shoots it down.
I'm going to move on to a little basketball now. The bowl game's still three weeks away. Huskers,
hold on. I want to ask Robin one more.
Okay, fair enough.
Robin, we hear that maybe today would be the day that we hear about a defensive coordinator. Now, maybe with Caputo and Martin, that gets shoved to the back burner. What do you think? How close is Bo? I mean, either he names him today and it's Papuchas and we go into the bowl game, or we don't, or he doesn't name one until after the bowl game. Well, your thoughts on maybe that?
Yeah, you'd think that he would want to do it as soon as possible, just to get this thing out of the way and get the distraction over with, and kind of get things moving forward with whatever he decides. I'm with you. I think that basically he's going to go internally, and I think that guy's John Papuch is, just from everything that I've been hearing, it's a smart choice. I mean, Papuch is a great defensive mind, and he's kind of one of those coaches that's really come on the rise over the last year. And I think he's a natural fit at that position. He's a guy that Bo trusts, which is proven to be kind of more important than anything with the guys that he hires. I think, and for the timing, if it comes out today, I think that would probably be smart on his part, because, like I said, I think they need to get this thing done with and just kind of start to move on, get the guys, situated in their new roles, and kind of fill up the staff behind him at that point.
Well, I find it very interesting if it is JP, but for the simple fact is, if it was JP, why not do it a week ago? It's over with. Everybody moves on. If you wait this long, I think it's somebody else, but that's just my personal view. Robin, Huskers get a nice win over the weekend. Come back, great second half versus a TCU team that was really on a roll.
Yeah, I think that was definitely, obviously just to get the win was huge, but to go down to take it on a TCU team that was 7-2 at the time and had won four straight at home, I think that was a huge win for a couple of different reasons. And like you said, that second half, I think that's probably the most encouraging 20 minutes of basketball that Nebraska fans have seen all season. Nebraska played good defense. They were actually able to make shots. They were able to make plays down the stretch. Bo Spencer showed the type of player that everybody thought he could be and came up clutch time and time again. So I think that was just, as far as just, getting back on track, getting the win, and finally having something to feel good about, I think it was a huge game for Nebraska, especially, they get this week off. They don't play again until Saturday, so they got a whole week to, feel good about themselves, keep that momentum going, and, they got a game against Alcorn State, Central Michigan to close out the non-conference schedule. So all of a sudden, you're looking at what should be a three-game winning streak heading into the start of Big Ten play, and you can't really ask for much more considering where they were just a few days ago.
Robin Walsh joins us here. I guess you would think it would be nice to play right off of that and maybe get some momentum, but the same questions, how, why, how do they put it together at TCU and puke on themselves against Wake Forest and everything else that's been going on with some of these games? Is this a bright spot? Can they carry it on? I mean, they got a chance. They got a chance to get a couple of wins over non-tough competition, I guess you'd say.
Right, right. And I think just the difference between these games is just that they were able to make plays. You had guys that would go make a shot in the clutch when they needed to. In those Oregon games and those Wake Forest games and the Creighton game, the guys just weren't coming up with plays, and they were making more mistakes than they were. Actual contributions. I think that, like I said, the Bo Spencer, he made at least three huge shots in that game down the stretch. And, I think that, like Doc said it during his Big Ten teleconference on Monday, that was really the difference. It was just guys were coming up, making tough shots, and that was, more so than any changes they made to the X's and O's, to the playing time, whatnot. It was just that guys were coming up and making big plays. And so, you got to hope that they can continue to do that, and maybe this is the type of game that can spark guys' confidence and maybe get the ball rolling in that direction.
Health-wise for the team, how are they?
They're relatively good. Dylan Talley's thigh, I think, is going to be an issue all season long. He apparently got hit in the first play of practice, on Monday, and sat him out for the rest of the practice, and so he keeps getting hit in that thigh and just keeps setting back his rehab. So he's going to continue to gut it out. Obviously, he's past the deadline for a medical hardship, so there's really got to keep going forward with him. Andre Almeida, I think it's pretty much a 90% chance that he was still redshirts, though he has been actually practicing. So it's somewhat encouraging, but I don't think you'll see him at all this season. But otherwise, I think they're doing all right, all things considered.
Robin Walsh at HuskerOnline.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Couple of predictions in to let you get out of here, Robin. First or second, however you want to take them. Nebraska against South Carolina in the bowl game. And the bottom line with his basketball team is, what do they have to do in the conference to have a chance to make the tournament? They've hurt themselves big time with a couple losses. They've helped themselves with a couple nice wins over USC. Now here's the TCU. They've got to finish top half of the Big Ten, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And, you know, what's really going to be the key here is these first eight games of that Big Ten conference play. I mean, they could really be in a huge hole if they don't come out ready to play. I mean, you got Wisconsin, Michigan State at home to open it, then at Ohio State, at Illinois, then you got home against Penn State, then at Wisconsin, and then home against Indiana, and then Ohio State. I mean, you look at that's the gauntlet right there, and I think they're only going to be favored in about one of those games, and that's home against Penn State. So they're going to have to come up with some of those wins that, you know, maybe they shouldn't win on paper, but they're able to squeak out at the end. Because if they win one game out of that stretch, I think it's pretty much over, because they'll be in too big of a hole to climb out. So I think that's going to be the most crucial part, and yeah. Finishing in the top half of the conference, no doubt, especially with the way they played in non-conference, losing those two games to Oregon and Wake Forest. The Creighton game, you can kind of give them a pass on that, but that Wake Forest game for sure, and then that Oregon game, I think, really kind of set them back. So they're probably about two games behind where you would think they would be at this point. So they're going to have to figure out a way. You know, they're going to have to figure out a way to, you know, win these games. You know, like an Indiana at home, or, you know, maybe even pull off an upset against Michigan State. You know, they got to be able to figure out how to win these games. Otherwise, they could be really in a bad spot, you know, halfway through conference play.
You and Sean leave tomorrow or Friday for Orlando?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not leaving until the 26th, so.
Yeah, that's terrible.
We only get a week down there.
Oh, rats. And your thoughts on that game real quick? Nebraska, good, bad? We got to wait to see on the kids that are in trouble. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Pudo thing, it doesn't help anything. But I think when the team is motivated, so you throw out last year's bowl game, Bo Pelini's teams have generally fared pretty well when they have time, a month to prepare for a game, and they're fired up, looking to end their season on a high note. So I'm expecting to see a good performance out of these guys. You know, obviously they're going to have to match South Carolina's athleticism. They're probably going to be about as fast and big and strong as any team they've seen all season. So I think that's going to be key for them. But, you know, if they come out with that same type of game plan they had against Clemson a few years ago, you know, same type of situation, power football, you know, making having the defense come up and make plays and I think they have a chance. I would pick them to win right now. Still going to wait on the spread for you, though, Daddy.
Fair enough. Robin, we appreciate the time today. Head to Husker Online for all the latest Husker information out there. You're the best, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Thanks, Robin. Doug and Daddy's show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Coming up on the show, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the PBR Challenge coming up on Saturday night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the cage fighting going on Friday night at the Viero Events Center. Also, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, $25 gift card going out to Troutman's as we get ready for your holiday deli trays. Maybe you just want to get a ham or a turkey. Maybe you need a little steak. I mean, you have a long weekend. You're going to need the food as well. Be good if you're hosting. The place to do it is at Troutman's. Daddy, our last poll question, who should be in the national championship game, Alabama or Oklahoma State? Still got a lot of Big 12 fans in this area, 77% Oklahoma State, 23%. Alabama, our new ATS Hot Topic. Who should be Nebraska's new defensive coordinator? John Papuchis, Mike Stoops, or somebody else? All you have to do is go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, and vote on the ATS Hot Topic. You can also like us on Facebook, and we've got some folks. Explain this to me, Merritt. I don't have my Facebook up all the time.
Okay.
And, you know, you can have instant messaging and all that, and that's kind of passed away. So if you get – do you have to have your Facebook all the time and then all of a sudden just stuff pops up? Because it took us like 2 minutes to get a winner on our Facebook page.
Yeah, you throw it up on Facebook, it'll pop up on the news feed for anybody that goes to it, and they'll see it. And that's the part about liking us. It'll come right up anytime we post anything.
And who likes us even more now that they've got cage fighting
tickets? Oh, we are still in the process of...
I thought you said...
I'm in a giving spirit, you know.
Okay, you might want to check Facebook. We just put it up 2 minutes ago, and Merritt gave me the thumbs up. I thought, oh, my God, how is that even possible? But we'll be back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Man, has this year flown by, but a lot's happened. Think about all the files you've added to your computer. Maybe new songs, taxes, birthdays, vacations. You want to lose those? Of course you don't. That's why you back them all up with Carbonite Online Backup, and do it today. It backs up your computer files automatically and continually. So no matter what happens to your computer, you can easily recover your backed up files. I've got tax information. I've got vacation information. I've got financial documents on mine. Plus, Carbonite offers unlimited backup for just $59 for the entire year. And now Carbonite has even more to offer with new plans that include new features like external hard drive backup. I can't imagine living and having my computer without Carbonite. Go to Carbonite.com today. Type in my offer code Colin for a free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Colin. You don't want to risk it.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Nebraska football team will take on South Carolina in the Capital One Bowl Monday, January 2nd. Kickoff is set for 12 noon in Orlando. Final games before the Christmas break for the Tri-City Storm this week as they take on Sioux City at home Tuesday night at 7:05 on the Breeze 94.5 FM and at Sioux City Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9. The Nebraska men's basketball team will host Alcorn State Saturday night at 7. The Nebraska women will host Vermont Sunday afternoon at 2:05. The UNK women's basketball team will host Fort Hays State Tuesday at 6. Then the Loper men and women will host Colorado Mines Saturday and Colorado Christian Sunday at 1 and 3. For the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams, they're home Saturday to take on Northwestern, 2-4 on 1230 KHAS. UNK and Hastings wrestlers are off until the first of the year, while the Husker wrestlers are out South Dakota State Saturday and North Dakota State Sunday.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tonight on Classic Hits 98.9, a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Kearney Catholic as the Stars welcome in Ravenna beginning at 6 o'clock. And on 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings High hits the road to take on Columbus. Girls at 6, boys at 7:45. Hastings at Columbus on 1230 KHAS, Ravenna at Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect for our area today with the overcast skies and areas of fog. We'll see some light freezing rain possible, which could mix in with some rain in spots by later in the afternoon with a high of 37. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 30.
I hate items that are sports and news. O.J. Simpson, this Sandusky thing is going to drag on for how long, Tony? I mean, it's just a zoo.
Well, not as long as it was, because he waived his preliminary hearing, which would have taken another month.
It's the court system.
Doug, you're the one that said, said in the middle of all this, what if the guy's innocent? You made that comment.
Well, he's not.
I don't know. You listen.
Why has he got to take 5 years to figure it out?
I'm just saying, if anybody listen, and he's an attorney, giving it their spin on the thing.
Oh, God. I know. It's ill. It's ill. I need something to eat.
That's good, because Chicken Coop, they're waiting for you. Every day, great food. They've got great drink specials. Tuesday, come in for a wing basket. Every Tuesday night for just $5, 10 flame broiled wings, your choice of over a dozen wing flavors. Every Tuesday night, get them hot, get them sweet, or get them with a zing. Only $5. Tuesday nights at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, Grand Island, both conveniently located downtown. Plus, all your favorite sports are waiting for you. Plus, Keno's waiting for you. There's not a bad seat in the house. You already did the bull fry deal Monday night, last night. Tonight, you've got chicken wing basket. Tomorrow night, you've got big burger night. But there's noon specials. There's night specials. Always. The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island.
It was so much better to enjoy your favorite beverages while watching that football game last night.
Yes, it was. What an incredible game.
Seattle's still alive.
St. Louis just sucks. Stephen Jackson's a beast, though, still.
Well, who was doing – Dan Fouts was doing color on the radio last night. It is funny. Our play-by-play man, Kevin Harlan, is just going nuts because Fouts is going nuts because when they finally got their touchdown, how many plays had they run from the one – then they called a stupid taunting penalty, which I didn't see, but I'm coming back from a basketball game listening to that. And they keep trying. Fouts is going, they're 1 inch away. Give it to Steven Jackson. And they keep lining up in the shotgun, throwing incomplete passes. And finally on third down, Jackson gets into the end zone. They're just horribly coached, and they want their offensive coordinator to come be the head coach at Kansas City.
Yeah, it's down to him or Kirk Ferentz.
What? And why did the Dolphins fire Sperano yesterday? Why? Why? The Chiefs, since they fired it, then the Dolphins figured, well, let's just go ahead and do the same thing. I know that that's what that's about because they should have fired him in week five.
Well, but then he went on a nice run, and I thought, you wait till the guy goes on a nice run. Yeah, they didn't play well versus Philadelphia, but still, I thought.
Here's the benefit. I will say this to Todd Haley and Tony Sperano. Here's the benefit. They're not dragging you through the mud through Christmas. They're going to let you be home for the holidays. That's the silver lining to all that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Plus, when the things start falling, those guys, the pressure on them is, you're waiting for the meeting because you know it's, especially Haley. I think Sperano.
Why Haley? I must say that I am surprised by that. They didn't give the kid any time to do anything. The whole team is banged up, and he won the AFC West last year. It can't be a coaching thing. It has to be a personality thing.
But Wally's yet not even packed his stuff out of the office. He's already on the phone with Arizona State with a coaching opportunity.
Whatever, you got to move on.
Dirk Chatelain tweeted yesterday, Kirk Ferentz keeps coming up for Kansas City, as he does for every job out there. Who wouldn't want to have Kirk Ferentz? What a stud.
He's won a lot. And he loses his defensive coordinator.
He went to a Rose Bowl one time. Dirk Chatelain tweeted, why would he want to leave Iowa where he can win 7 games and get $4.2 million? I thought that was a great tweet. That's a sweet gig.
One of the greatest scams there is. Kirk Brooks is going to be joining us here.
I think he's coming in studio.
End of the program, by the way. Late get for the show today. Owner of the Vieira Event Center and Tri-City Storm. It's a busy week there. And also, of course, change with the hockey team. They're home tonight, though, and they've got a 7:05 game. You can hear it on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Take your headsets, listen to the game while you're at the Storm at the Vero Event Center, taking on Sioux City tonight at 6:45. Also, the Loper women are home to take on Fort Hays State in basketball action. And some great high school hoops tonight. Ravenna's at Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9. Hastings is at Columbus on 1230 KHAS. Kearney travels to Grand Island Northwest. The St. Cecilia girls take on Wood River. That's just some of the action going on tonight. We need to take a break, but as we go to break, we remind you that tomorrow the Doug and Daddy Show is on the road at Look What's Cooking. Come see us. Enjoy what's going on. See their fine selection of cookware and more. Daddy, you love the man. It's not just all cookware, but it's everything that can go in your kitchen or outside for grilling. It's right there for you. We're going to be there from 11 to 1. Josh Hauge, head coach of the Storm, going to join us. Denver Broncos, Russ Hochstein, the former Husker, is going to join us. Also, Loper Link, Mike Shadwinkle, Grand Island wrestling coach, as the Flatwater Fracas gets underway on a Friday in Grand Island. He'll join us among our guests tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Look What's Cooking. And this Saturday night, Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Get ready. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We've got a pair of tickets, our first pair of the week, to give away. They were here last year. It was a great time. If you're a true PBR fan, brought to you by the Midway Auto Dealerships, 7:30 this Saturday night. We want to give you a pair of Doug and Daddy VIP type of tickets. I don't even think we get VIP tickets, do we?
So I'm going to fight for them.
Who won last year's bull riding at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds? Who is your defending champion of the PBR Challenge in Kearney? This well-known bull rider is your defending champion. First correct caller gets a pair of tickets. We're back after this.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings, savings,
much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. Now, I don't mean to brag, but I recently learned auto technicians prefer Interstate Batteries 5-to-1 over any other battery. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I mean to brag. 5-to-1? That's a landslide. All right, I'm done bragging. To find the dealer near you that prefers us, head to interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. And that's not bragging, it's just the truth.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect for our area today with the overcast skies and areas of fog. We'll see some light freezing rain possible, which could mix in with some rain in spots by later in the afternoon with a high of 37. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 30.
Teddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've got a winner. J.B. Mooney is our defending champion of the PBR Challenge, sponsored by the Midway Auto Dealership here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. J.B., heck of a run last year, from what I recall. Overcame a lot of adversity.
No, we overcame a lot of adversity.
Is that the deal? Who was our winner, Merritt?
We had Cody from Kearney.
Congratulations, Cody. Also, remember, if you've won cage fighting tickets already or if you win the PBR, Cody, you can't win again this week. He wins today, but we're going to be giving away more. Check out our Facebook page for an opportunity to pick up some more tickets. And we want to remind you as well that Bruce Furniture on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center is the place to go and shop and be comfortable and be treated right for all of your home furnishing needs, your office, your den, your kids' room. Maybe you need a gift for mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. husband, wife, it doesn't matter. Get something very nice at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. There's no need to even move the furniture or clear room before your Bruce Furniture delivery. If it's in their store, they slide it in there for you and take out the old furniture. They'll take it where you want. You want to take it to the dump. You want to take it to the auction. You want to take it to somebody else's house or apartment, the kids maybe up at college. They'll do that for you because Bruce Furniture wants you to relax. And they want you to enjoy your new furniture, your new living room set, your new recliner, your new mattress. It's all there. Check them out. You can go to brucefurniture.com as well. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Douglas, we got Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. I've got a question. I've just got a question. I think you're going to really enjoy it. I really do.
Is it like 700 words as usual?
Let's do it right now.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455.
Clear those phones.
3776. Call now. Yeah, you've got the power. Merritt has the power to go.
They all go away.
They're all gone. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, or if you've not won anything from the Doug and Daddy Show this week, you are eligible for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Tim and Kearney.
Tim, Daddy apparently is all fired up. I always get worried when he doesn't preview the question with me. So here we go. Good luck. Daddy, your question.
I want to know, Hall of Fame coach Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. Iowa is 2-15-1 against Nebraska Cornhuskers in Lincoln. In what decade did they last win in Lincoln?
80s.
That is incorrect.
Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
It's Ken.
Ken?
What decade was the last time the Hawkeyes won in Lincoln?
In the 70s.
That is incorrect. Thanks for trying.
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike, what decade was the last time the Hawkeyes won in Lincoln?
How about the 50s?
That's incorrect.
Good try, Mike. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is old Hot Toddy from Johnson's Lake.
Hey, Toddy, what decade did Iowa last win in Lincoln?
How about 60s?
That is incorrect, Todd.
Oh, no. Well, we've only got about six more to guess here, so, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's Kenneth.
Kenneth, what decade did the Huskers last win in Lincoln?
What'd the first guy guess?
I can't remember.
How about the 40s?
You are correct, and you are the winner. 1943 was the year. 1943, when Nebraska became a champion. Iowa became a champion over Nebraska in Lincoln. It was 1943, folks. Found that interesting. Everybody, Hall of Fame, Kirk Ferentz, was not under his watch, of course. I believe Hayden Fry was in his third year there.
Yeah, yeah. Incredible. Incredible. Was that Huskers Illustrated that we saw last week with the coaching staff of the 1974 Nebraska football team? Right? I got the right publication?
I think, yes, I believe.
Had our own Dick Buechner in there.
It was classic.
All wearing cowboy hats. Oh, that was awesome. That is so awesome. I've got to double check that, but that's worth purchasing just for that picture. T.O. in a cowboy hat.
John Milton.
Well, the whole, you know.
I mean, there's everybody.
Some of the names on there. Monty Kiffin. Warren Powers. And a lot of the guys that obviously were on the staff all the way through Osborne and till the very end. George Darlington. I mean, so many.
Pretty fun picture to take a look at.
Pretty embarrassing if you look at it now. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk with Kirk Brooks. He is the owner of the Tri-City Storm and, of course, of the Viero Events Center. And as we go to break, we let you know that all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. If you're ready for lunch, you can have a burger any time of the morning. The full menu is served all morning long. And you can throw down some Seattle's best iced coffee, vanilla or mocha. But right now, try one of the new BK toppers or the Chef's Choice Burger. Three toppers to choose from. One of these to tempt everyone's taste buds at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. This holiday season, don't drag yourself all over town from store to store. Do what I do. Head to StubHub and pick up gift certificates for all the fans in your life. Not only can you bang out your holiday shopping in a few clicks, but you're giving them something they're sure to love. Everybody's a fan of something. So this year, forget the holiday socks, pass on the chocolates. Do everybody a favor. Don't drag yourself all over town from store to store. Pick up a StubHub gift certificate. Trust me, they'll thank you for it.
StubHub!
Where would you rather watch football this weekend? At your mommy's house?
Go, go, go. Touchdown!
Wow! Football is my favorite show!
Maybe with your snooty neighbor.
Cheers!
You spilled my apple tinny all over the duvet.
Or you could go tailgating with real football fans at Buffalo Wild Wings and enjoy an endless supply of delicious wings and ice-cold beer. Heck, you can still bring mom.
Touchdown!
All right!
Go tailgating at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Yonda's Music and Pro Audio invites you to give a gift that lasts a lifetime. Music. Yonda's has a great selection of pianos, keyboards, guitars, drums, and musical accessories for you to choose from. Come in and check out the new home recording studio products and special effects lighting now in stock. During the month of December through Christmas, Yonda's will be extending their shopping hours and will be open Sunday afternoons 1 to 5. Make it a musical Christmas this year. Come in and see us at Yonda's Music and Pro Audio on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, and two bottles of wine for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've given away more Resurrection Fighting Alliance cage fighting tickets via the Facebook today. Who's our winner?
Well, it looks like we got Josh from Kearney.
All right. Congratulations. We'll be hooking you up, and we've got more tickets to give away. And again, Tony, it's new, and we're going to have tomorrow on the program, Tim Elliott is going to join us. He is in the main event against Jens Pulver.
He's in trouble, I think.
Friday night. We're going to talk to Tim on the program. Coming up, your big man, Big John McCarthy, legendary referee, is going to be
he's in studio on Thursday.
Just because he refs doesn't know he means knows. I mean, hell, you ref. You don't know anything about basketball. Yeah, let's see you play basketball. Are you kidding me?
Well,
And today, Kirk Brooks, who, you know, every once in a while writes a little check to people for the Viero Events Center and head man of everything that is out there, the only person Greg Shea ever has to answer to, I hear.
Well, Greg Shea would probably say it differently, but Kirk joins us right now in studio.
Well.
Kirk, this is an event. You want to differentiate it from the other events that were held here in the past because it's not close to those.
That's correct. I mean, again, I'm new to this also. What I was looking for was something to bring to the event center for more revenues and different things like
tickets
that.
Tickets sold some right there. There you go.
So I kind of felt like, what, you know, I was trying to think, and I was talking to a buddy of mine that's involved in making a tap-out video there in Vegas that's coming out, you know, like the PX90 and stuff. And he says, why don't you get some MMA events going there? And I said, well, I never thought about it. And he says, well, I know all the guys. He says, you know, I can introduce you to them, and we can get this thing going. I said, okay. So I'm a newcomer to it, too. He introduced me to some people, but I mean, everything I'm being told about this card, you know, with Jens Pulver, I mean, he's fought in the UFC and things like that, that they've never had a card like this in this area or in the Midwest, to be honest with you, like this. So that's what we're trying to do. And this isn't going to be a one-time deal. We're going to try to do this once every 3 or 4 months just keep rallying it. I mean, I want the people to know that they're going to come see some good fights. These aren't going to be tap outs in the first 10 seconds. That's all there is to it.
Kirk Brooks is with us. And again, in our conservative portion of the world here, when you bring something new in, we're going to throw out these names, and a lot of the folks aren't going to know the names, but the folks that do follow this sport do know that there are some studs coming in. A little bit of trust has to be put out here as well. If you are any kind of a mixed martial arts fan, cage fighting fan, even
boxing fan.
Yeah, I think if you like boxing, wrestling, I think any of those fans will enjoy this. And, you know, I use this almost every time. I get so tired of people saying, there's nothing to do. Well, folks, if this isn't something to do, I think you'll enjoy it. And I think you were talking about Wayne Harriman was right. The guy from Las Vegas.
Right.
With your connections, obviously, in Vegas, these aren't guys coming off the street up from Pine Ridge, South Dakota. These are big boys that are coming in that have been in the business for a long, long time. And I guess the point is we're going to be having folks on the show all week long and get on the website. Check out what's going to be cool about this event, because it's not one match. It's not two matches. This is a full evening. Buy your tables. It's a fun time.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Like I say, the top four matches on this card, you know, they could be the main events on any card they've ever had around here and would be so much better. And I'm not trying to knock what they've had at the event center before. It's just that's what was available to them. And with some of the connections I've got, Wayne, you mentioned, I'm able to get some of these other fighters to come out, and I want it to become a better thing. You know, I hope every time it just gets better and better and better till possibly we get to the point where, you know, you've got some real UFC guys that are active right now in the UFC, you know, that are coming out and saying, hey, I've got to go out there and fight. This is great. You know, maybe get some coverage from HDNet and some different TV studios.
Well, one thing I thought was really cool, and not being a huge fight fan, do follow UFC 140 this weekend, John the Bones Jones. When I'm reading the article about it, it says Big John McCarthy stopped the fight in the set. You know what? I was like, wait a minute. That's the same guy that's going to come to Kearney, Nebraska. He just did Toronto in front of 18,000 people, sold out place, going absolutely berserk, going to be in Kearney, Nebraska. This guy was on the police force in Los Angeles. I mean, he's going to be on the show live on Thursday, I believe. But interesting story, but been involved with the sport. He's going to be the referee for the final two fights of the night. That's a huge, huge name for fight fans out there to come meet this guy, get a picture taken with this guy, get an autograph from this guy. It's just an opportunity.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. These guys are doing Kearney, myself, and the event center a favor. If I had to pay every one of them full boat to come out here, we'd be in big trouble.
Well, and again, it's we see the community, we see the area, and it's not just Kearney folks. You're in Hastings, you're in Lexington, you're in Grand Island, you're anywhere within 100 miles. Heck, let your friends know in Lincoln and Omaha. This is one of those things that they don't have in Lincoln and Omaha, and if they do, it is not at this level, or at least it hasn't been for a long, long time. This is worth coming out to see, make a weekend of it. There's a lot going on, and Kirk, let's switch it over to the hockey scene. We've got a home game tonight. Sure. Obviously, a split last weekend. You decided to make the change last week. That's never easy. You talked about it last week. We had Drew in the day after it happened. We're going to have Josh on tomorrow. The bottom line is to win hockey games. And you always have to look at the top to shake things up. How long had this burner been going before you had to pull the trigger?
Well, I tried to fire the 20 hockey players, but they weren't going for it. Drew's a 100% class guy, and Drew's handled this with 100% class, and I thank him for that. Drew's a friend of mine, so it's never easy, but at the same time, you have to right the ship. If the ship's not going in the right direction, whether you like the captain or not, you've got to right the ship. That's all it comes down to. And I felt like that's what needed to be done. Last year, we had a tough time with injuries. I mean, 150-some man hours or man games missed. So it was really tough at that point in time to say, Drew, we really haven't done any good this year. We finished on the bottom. I can't bring you back. I felt, though, when we started this year, we need to make a splash. I think we've got a better team all around than what we've had the 3 years that we've been here. Obviously we've had a better player in Jaden Schwartz, but the team. So I just felt like we weren't headed in the right direction. We were 5-16 or 5-15, something like that. And a change needed to be made. And Drew would tell you himself, sometimes it's the coach that's got to take the fall for it. That's all there is to it.
They had won 3 out of 4. Right. And then the 3-game losing streak, of which were all close games. Had the decision been made before the 3-game streak, or was that kind of the final nail?
No, that's when I made the decision, was Tuesday night. I mean, honestly, I didn't even have a plane ticket to come up here Wednesday. And after the Tuesday game, I just, honestly, you've got to look at the players, too, and you've got to see if you can see it in their eyes and in their spirit and in their hustle, whether or not they're reacting to what is happening, good or bad. And the body language I was seeing wasn't good. And I felt like to let it go along any further, we're just going to dig a hole deeper than where we were.
Well, I don't, it's never fun regardless. It was a business decision you had to make, and you made it. That's pretty plain and simple.
And you did not put the interim tag on Josh. Josh is your man.
Yes, he is. I mean, I can tell you this. I'll tell you exactly what I told Josh, that he had the job until the end of the year, and it was his job to lose. And I can tell you from what I've seen in, the first two games, I have my idea what style of hockey I want to play. And every coach has their idea. But I can't go in really and tell that coach, you're going to play my style, and you're going to here's the players I'm giving you, and this is what you're going to do, and then say, okay, by the way, you're fired. So, you have to give the coach some leeway. And I felt like I did that with Drew to his point of what he liked to play and what he didn't like to play, what style. Josh plays a different style. Doesn't mean it's right or wrong, but it just so happens to fall right in my wheelhouse. I love it. I love the run and gun. You got five skaters on the ice. There are five skaters. There's not three forwards and two defensemen. There's five skaters. And if you can get up the ice and you're a defenseman, get up the ice. That's the way it is.
Do you think this team at the beginning of the year was now built for this style?
Well, I can't say at the beginning of the year. I think it is now. Okay. With the addition of, a few guys that we're bringing in. I mean, this is your fast break basketball team. I can tell you that right now. This isn't your setup. Let's work the ball around and shoot it at the hoop. This is let's run and gun and see if they can catch us, I guess maybe going back to the Nuggets or the Spurs in the National Basketball Association when he said, I don't care how many they score against us as long as we score more than them.
Yeah, I saw the comment you gave to Seth last week is, I don't want to lose, but 7-6 is better than 1-0.
Well,
it's going to be more entertaining for the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's face it. You know, as much as I'd just like this to be a thing where it's a hockey team, it's also a business. I have to be able to pay for these kids coming in here, their billet families, the equipment, the bus rides, different things like that. I have to be able to pay for that. If you can't pay for that, then it all goes for naught.
Fair enough, fair enough. I think we got a great event coming not only tonight in the hockey game with puck drop at 7:05, but also this Friday. I think it's going to be an exciting week for the event center. I know we're looking forward to Friday night. I'm going to come check it out.
I am too. I've been here a week, so I'm raring to go. I'm just waiting for the box office to start ringing off the hook there, you know?
Somebody told me it was 26 degrees in Vegas last week, so I guess you didn't lose anything by coming out.
Yeah, it was 26 when I was there last week, too. So the golf game, it kind of went in the closet for right now.
Thursday at 3 o'clock, the weigh-in is going on at the event center, and that is free and open to the public, so get things started. If you get a chance, sneak out there Thursday at 3 o'clock, the official weigh-in, and what a great card, headlined by Jens Pulver and Tim Elliott, and Tim's going to join us on the show tomorrow. 9 bouts scheduled for Friday night going on at the Viero Event Center starting at 7 o'clock.
That's going to be a better bout than people think. Believe me when I tell you, they may not have the right winner on that side.
See, I said during the break, I said, I think Tim's in big trouble, and Kirk looked at me and shook his head, so I think Jens will have all he
wants.
Wait
until Tim comes on the show tomorrow and I tell him how you think he's a loser.
No, I don't. I don't know. I never would have said that, but I just think Jens Pulver, been on the UFC, been very, very successful. He's the name guy.
We may have a wrestling match tomorrow, right?
Great. Well,
poor
great.
Tim.
Poor look what's cooking.
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to have to clear a spot for you.
We'll break some things.
That's what's going on.
We may
on.
Have a new event.
Well, it's going to be fun. And, Kirk, we always appreciate the time you give us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Greg, anything else we need to hit?
Jens Pulver tweeted this morning that he's 7 pounds over, but training and ready to go Friday night, he needs to drop 7.
You want to tell him how to do that, Tony?
Drink 12 Coors Lights and call me in the morning.
No, that would get you down. That would dehydrate you, believe me.
Nice job, Caputo. Way to step up. All right, we'll wrap it up with that. Kirk, as always, thanks for coming in. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you.
Daddy, I think have we made everybody a winner today? We could possibly make a winner.
I believe so.
Yeah, No, we haven't. Oh. Callers 3 and 4 right now to 888-455-ESPN. Get cage fighting tickets. Let's give away 2 more pair as we get out of here. Callers 3 and 4, we're going to give you a chance to go see some cage fighting on Friday. 888-455-3776. We thank Kirk Brooks for joining us on the show today. Robin Washit from Huskers Online, for joining us today to talk about what's going on with Mike Caputo, Eric Martin, Ron Brown saying he's not retiring, and talk a little Husker basketball as well. Tomorrow, live at Look What's Cooking, 11-1. Denver Broncos' Russ Hochstein will join us. Kevin Chaney of the UNK women's basketball team will join us. Mike Shadwinkle, Grand Island wrestling coach, is going to join us. Tim Elliott is going to join us with our cage fighting coming up as well tomorrow. And Tri-City Storm head coach Josh Haugie, 11-1. We're going to be real busy, and we're going to give you a chance to win more cage fighting tickets and PBR tickets tomorrow.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you then. Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.